Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
What is the Department of Public Instruction in North Dakota doing partnering with Gallup poll? What do they want to find out? What's going on with this polling by NDPI? We're going to find out today on the program. Some of our listeners have forwarded correspondence from the Gallup poll asking questions or asking for participation in a poll. We want to find out what that's all about today. Fox News Radio's Ryan Schmelz has an update from the nation's capital. House Republicans held a hearing yesterday on the border situation. And will there be more? What's next? How about impeachment of Alejandro Mayorkas? I'm all for that, by the way, because I think it would draw attention on just how miserable the policies are of the Biden administration when it comes to border security. Some people, Kev, argue that the policies are Biden's. All Mayorkas is doing is carrying out the policies of his boss. So if you're going to impeach anybody, go ahead and impeach President Biden.
I don't know how you listen to a guy like Alejandro Mayorkas and think that he's in any way qualified for the job in which he possesses. We're surrounded by them. KJP, Kamala Harris, race baiting in Memphis. We're surrounded by them.
Right. Yep.
And I think what we should do is, the other day, he's got the, Mayorkas has the comprehensive, remember the comprehensive strategy?
Of course.
Wasn't that the,
how could I forget?
We have the comprehensive strategy.
Individuals.
No, the comprehensive strategy.
We have dedicated.
I think we should have a call in with, ingredients for the word salad. My first ingredient for the word salad is gonna be a comprehensive strategy. That's my lettuce. We're gonna start a word salad. There's the phrase. We have a comprehensive strategy. This president is working hard.
Yeah.
I would defer you. We could go. I mean, the ingredients are endless. Let's make a word salad on the What's on Your Mind program today.
Okay, back to my question, though.
Okay,
I'm all for the ingredients of your word salad. Should he be impeached?
Oh, of course.
I think so, too.
He's completely inept.
I think, obviously, if you go to impeachment of Biden, then it becomes a whole different level of things. But if you specifically on the border say, hey, what you're doing at the border, you are contributing to the destruction of this country. Pay the price. Resign or be impeached. Yeah, I kind of agree.
Here he is.
We're executing a comprehensive strategy.
Right.
That's my favorite.
We're executing a comprehensive strategy to secure.
Yeah, sure you are.
Yeah.
To secure that border.
Isn't that nice?
Executing is a good word, too. They like that one. That's a must-have word salad ingredient. Executing, working, putting in the hours, whatever.
Now, you remember, after the election, so Republicans had a majority but were not yet seated, Kevin McCarthy was at the border and said just that. Either this guy resigns or we fire him. So they got to keep their word. Others have come out now in favor of that as well. And yesterday was but day one in a, I imagine, a multi-hearing proposition here. We'll find out. Jim the Flagpole Guy will be here. Chris Ruddy will be here, the CEO of Newsmax, to talk about this AT&T DirecTV assault on conservatives.
You know what I want to ask him?
11 Democrat channels.
Well, and the
wanky, worthless liberal channels are still there.
I read all about it. I read numerous things about it the last couple of days, digging a little deeper. And I want to ask Chris about, because a lot of the conversation is about over carrier fees and DirecTV fees that apparently Newsmax didn't want to pay or OAN didn't want to pay. And my question is, well, is MSNBC and CNN, and all, are they all paying? Is that all level playing field there? Because that's in the narrative and that's in the story, so it's worth being asked. You know, and I would guess that, you know, Chris Ruddy would pay the fees if they were, you know, reasonable and everyone else paying the same ones.
Yeah, though, that's another way to play the game.
I right. Mean, that's what I want to ask him.
It's worth asking. If you've got 11 liberal news channels, you're not holding them to the same standard. You're basically going after Newsmax. So,
and are they paying that? Are they paying less? You know, I mean, it's worth asking.
Fine sponsor on this program. We appreciate the good folks from Newsmax and look forward to talking to the president and CEO a little later on in the program today. So a lot of people have come out, and President Trump, Kevin McCarthy, a lot of others are upset about it and want to see action taken. AT&T, no doubt, DirecTV will get called to task about this.
Well, and the more I look at it, too, why wouldn't Chris Ruddy just pay the, I mean, whatever, if that's the fee to be on the platform, then you just pay the fee if you want to be on the platform. Why wouldn't he? You know, I mean,
well,
they're not, maybe won't let him. Or, you know, again, we're in, it's like, I love Newsmax.
If you're in Newsmax, you're not going to let AT&T DirecTV hold you up, you know, and say, well, you want to be on there, then pay double, pay triple. And we're going to quadruple your fees.
Question is,
are they doing the same for
MSDNC and the rest of them? Yeah.
Which have lower ratings, by the way.
Yeah.
So it isn't it's not about keeping the more popular ones that are there. So there's a new Fox News poll out. I love this. The State of Our Union, according to 81% of those polled, is dysfunctional.
We're a dysfunctional family in America?
Maybe Joe Biden, when he does the State of the Union address here in a couple of days, he gives say, the State of Our Union is dysfunctional.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
That'd be good. Days before his State of the Union speech, a Fox News poll asked voters to assess if the country is coming together. The short answer, no. 81% see the U.S. as a dysfunctional family that's breaking apart, up from 71% 2 years ago.
I think back to my favorite dysfunctional family of all time.
But here's the guy that knows all about everything.
Here's the guy.
Where's Archie when you need him?
Knows everything about
it. Hey, meathead!
Yeah, there you go. There's a lot of them on television. And a few here in America.
Oh, they live for it. That's what television and movies live to make films about.
Have you, Kev, one other story that we should touch on today. Have you seen what Minnesota is planning for registering your vehicle? Jay Thomas was telling me about this yesterday, that the Minnesota governor has snuck a little something-something into his budget.
Oh, yeah.
So you can pay enormous fees when you register your vehicle. Now, with a $18 billion surplus or whatever it is in Minnesota right now, why would he need to do this? Maybe they don't want you to drive. Maybe they just want you to walk from Lakes Country to Flag Family Headquarters.
I look at Tim Walz and it's like I see Karl Marx or Stalin or one of these, you know, these literally the emperor, the dictator, the my way, this is what we're doing. If we give any money back, it's going to be Walz bucks. It's going to be, and we just had a call earlier in the local show in Fargo-Moorhead about a friend of mine or a friend of ours from Moorhead, from Rob Kupek's District 4, trying to get a hold of him to talk about this nonsense with the abortion and this gun rights thing that's coming now, too. Everything you can imagine that the left would tee up, and if they have control of every branch of government in any state, they are doing in Minnesota. Abortion, gun rights, red flags, all of that's coming. All of it's coming because they have every office and all houses of Congress in St. Paul. So
we're going to spend a little time on this in detail tomorrow with John Hinderacher from the Center American Experiment. They blew this story wide open.
And Rob Kupek isn't returning any phone calls. He won't, he doesn't realize he represents a part of Minnesota that is diametrically opposed to St. Paul and the nonsense of the metro.
I fear that Rob Kupek is, a robot.
Well, right. He got sucked up in the DFL's St. Paul nonsense.
Because his vote, I don't believe, will play well in Western Minnesota.
It's not. Anyone I'm talking to, it's not.
I mean, he is in Moorhead proper, so I don't exactly think that's, Donald Trump country, but I don't think they're going as crazy as that.
Right.
So, be very interesting to follow this story all the way. All right, friends, more What's on Your Mind after a short timeout.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Have you adjusted your crop insurance policy to reflect the increase in commodity prices and input costs? Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. We want to partner with you to provide you a comprehensive policy structure to protect your farm's revenue and preserve your equity. Give us a call today to set up a time to meet with an Irie Insurance agent prior to March 15th. For contact information, please visit our website at irieins.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Carol.
listen to a radio program on the Northern Plains. We appreciate you, ladies and gentlemen. And let's find out what's for lunch today, shouldn't we? At PetroServe USA, home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. You buy any size fountain pop, it's 79 cents today at PetroServe USA. That's kind of nice. Yeah. Also, pulled pork or French dip sandwich at Valley City. Cheeseburger hot dish in Harwood. Shepherd's pie or hot dish in West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Chicken fettuccine, 12th Avenue, 929. Salisbury Steak, MP Avenue. Meatloaf in Glendon and in 45th in Fargo. You tell them Scott sent you for a little PetroServe USA home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. So before the break, I mentioned that Center of the American Experiment and others have unearthed in the Walls budget massive increase in the annual car registration. And they're selling it as a tax cut. You can't make this up. This is classic deception here. You're supposed to notice that the minimum tax on an automobile's registration dropped from $35 to $30 a year.
Mm.
What you're not supposed to notice is the massive increase on new cars in the tax. Here's the fee. So when you register a vehicle in Minnesota, the tab fees have three parts to it. $10 base fee, the manufacturer's suggested retail price, and the age of the vehicle. Under the new Walls budget snuck into this, the tab fee for a brand new car would be based on 160% of the MSRP. So it's right now 100%. It's going to 160%. You ready for that?
Hmm.
So get a little of this, Kev. If you got a $30,000 vehicle, the fee increases to $626 from $395.
He's a thief. I mean, he's a coward. He's a thief. He's a fraud. His whole administration is. These people are thieves. They're despicable.
It's
and what he wants to do. The question is, let's follow that. What does he want to do with that money? What does he intend to accomplish on the top of the $17 billion of Minnesota taxpayer money he has in his pocket right now?
That's the question. What do you think of this, folks? Any answers on any topic here that we've brought up today are certainly welcome, as always. You can text us, 701-237-1590. You can call us at 701-271-1100.
Being a Minnesota resident, I feel like that, you know, I live in the apartment complex.
You feel like you're getting a problem somewhere.
Well, I mean, living next to North Dakota and South Dakota, like I live next to these beautiful homes that are well taken care of. Everything works. And then here I am. I have a beautiful spot on my side of the fence, but every time I try to turn the water on, it's nothing but poison and nonsense, ridiculousness, and it just keeps going downhill.
Yeah, it does. So our super producer Chris Larson invited Rob Kupak, new senator from Minnesota, to come on and talk
good.
About this.
When's he going to be on?
And in his reply,
yeah, I can tell you,
it looks like we've got, you know. We don't exactly reply individually. That'd take too much time to actually talk to peasants.
Right.
Like the media.
Right. So did he say yes?
He said, if you are writing in regards to reproductive freedom, please know that I fully support all Minnesotans being able to decide if and when they become parents. I believe we should trust Minnesotans to make decisions about their own bodies. No, what you believe is infanticide should be legal, because that's what you voted for. And you believe parents should not be told if their 13-year-old daughter chooses to have an abortion. That's what you believe. He goes on to say, I do not believe that government should be inserting itself into the very private personal decisions of pregnant people. And I will.
What are you doing?
And I will be voting yes on the PRO Act. So this is like an old message.
Yeah. Well, we know you voted yes.
He already voted yes.
Again. This and from Rob Kupak to Joe Biden, these are statement people. These are podium statement teleprompter people. They will never, he will never come on this program. You'll get that, Amy Klobuchar, Tina Smith, They all do the same thing. He will never come on. Rob, come on, man.
Let's go.
You got to defend this, dude. I'm sorry.
701-271-1100, toll-free at 855-200-1776, and text us, 237-1590. A listener says, many Democrats, including the president and vice president, like to blame groups like white supremacists and cops for violence and murder based upon a few highly publicized incidents. Actually, the cities with the highest murder rates per capita are St. Louis, Baltimore, New Orleans, and Detroit, all overwhelmingly populated and run by Democrats. You don't say. Another listener, the State of the Union address being given by a proven traitor and an illegitimate president. What a country!
Yeah, spot on. Nailed it.
Texter says, how in the heck did Rob win a Senate seat? I think he won a Senate seat because...
Moorhead outvoted the district, I'm guessing. Somehow.
Well, I think... And I think that district is mostly Moorhead.
It is. It goes into Minnesota a bit to the east. It's not a big district. We're in Minnesota 9 down where I am. Love our guy. I mean, he gets it.
I also think Republicans were busy in a circular firing squad.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So there was that as well. Speaking of the Vice President, Kamala Harris, as one of our listeners just has, what was she doing at that funeral yesterday?
Well, race baiting and pandering and lying.
Right.
I mean...
I'm really, really disgusted by people that go to a funeral to make a political point. Isn't that awful?
Listen to her.
This is a family that lost their son and their brother through an act of violence.
Yeah.
At the hands and the feet of people who had been charged with keeping them safe.
True that. Jerk cops, five of them. Five black cops beat this kid to death. True. Terrible.
They're going to jail.
Terrible, terrible. Where were you in Chicago last weekend with the five kids killed there? Where were you in Baltimore last weekend, or L.A., or New York, or Atlanta, or Philadelphia? Where were you at the border? Any day of this week where 300-plus kids or people in this country are dying from fentanyl? Where are you on that, Kamala?
St. Louis, Baltimore.
Where are you at?
New Orleans,
where
Detroit.
Where are you at on that?
Earlier caller's point.
Oh, and then the worst was this
one. I was, as a senator.
Yeah.
As a United States Senator, a co-author of the original George Floyd Justice and Policing Act.
I mean, really.
And as Vice President of the United States, we demand that Congress pass the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act. Joe Biden will sign it.
Of course he will.
At a funeral.
Yeah.
We're talking about we want somebody to sign a piece of legislation at a funeral. Oh. If that isn't disgusting, I don't know what is. The censorship of Newsmax when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguy.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim on ndflagpoleguy.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA News Update. New police images out of New York City were released this morning showing the NYPD capturing two men for a crime spree through the boroughs of New York. The suspects, 24-year-old Carlos Perez and 34-year-old Alvin Velez, have long criminal records and will now face federal charges. NYPD Chief of Detectives James Essig.
They're on parole for bad crimes, attempted murder. They're on parole. They get arrested numerous times again. We don't violate their parole. They're out in the street, steal a car with a gunpoint, ride through three boroughs, pointing guns at people, pistol whipping people. We're lucky something more serious didn't happen. They should not have been out on the street.
Mining giant Rio Tinto has apologized for losing a tiny radioactive capsule that went missing as it was being transported across Western Australia. Fortunately, the capsule has been found. Today is Groundhog Day. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Smile, the charm, the words, the spark, everything you had it. Guess I had a naive heart, 'cause boy, I let you.
How many businesses that you do business with have been around over 100 years? 100 years. Think about that. H.A. Thompson & Sons started in 1908 and now provide quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana. You can all take advantage of that quality. HATandSons.com online. HATandSons.com. My friend Chris Ruddy is here, CEO of Newsmax, to talk about the fact that they find themselves in the news because of a decision by AT&T, DirecTV. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me on. And, you know, it's a momentous time we're living through where conservative voices can be shut down and deplatformed and silenced. And, you know, liberal voices always seem to have a place. And DirecTV took us off last week in 13 million homes. It's the second conservative channel they've done in a year. They took One America off last year. And meanwhile, they keep 22 liberal news channels on, many of them with very little ratings, where we are the fourth highest. Newsmax is the fourth highest rated cable news channel in the United States, according to Nielsen.
One thing I've been impressed with is from President Trump to Speaker McCarthy and many others, you've got a lot of allies in this effort against AT&T, don't you?
Well, Scott, John Voight today is on Newsmax saying he's very upset that we were dropped and they canceled. President Trump himself has come out. You know, he's battled with AT&T. It's a pretty woke company. AT&T owns DirecTV, just so you know. And he says that the best thing is just to cancel DirecTV, cancel AT&T services. He says he's canceling even his cell phone, wireless services. That if we don't send them a message, they're never gonna change. So it's a very, very important thing that people stand up, because they've been silencing conservative voices, and frankly, we haven't stood up strong enough. We have a couple of things people can do, Scott. One is they can call if they're a DirecTV subscriber, AT&T subscriber. We have an easy number for them to call, which is 877-NEWSMAX, 877-NEWSMAX, and they can immediately be connected with DirecTV or AT&T. And then people can sign our petition, which is iwantnewsmax.com, iwantnewsmax.com, to stand up for Newsmax.
Bring us inside a little bit about how you learned about this, what are they give in the way of an explanation?
Well, you know, Newsmax is carried on every major cable system up in the United States now, with the exception of DirecTV. And by the way, folks, Dish carries us, and if you need a satellite, Dish is great. It's cheaper, and it's great. So What happened was we were up for renewal in our cable agreements last year. We asked for a very modest fee of $1 per cable subscriber per year. And DirecTV, after we had hundreds of these agreements signed last year, including Verizon and Dish, DirecTV said, you know, we're not going to even pay you a penny. And I said, you're not going to pay us a penny. And they said, no, we'll let you go free, but we won't pay you anything. I said, well, this is ridiculous. You pay all these other cable news channels money. So obviously this is discrimination and political discrimination. And they have been unrelenting, and they have no explanation of why. They say it's cost cutting. They said it was cost cutting when they got rid of One America. But meanwhile, they made $2.7 billion last year on customers.
Wow. Is that, that's the carrier fee nonsense that they're talking about.
Yes. Look, they got rid of DirecTV. A lot of people with Sunday football, you know, a lot of people used to subscribe for Sunday football. They had 20 million subscribers when we started. DirecTV lost 7 million subscribers in the past few years. They're only down to 13 million now. So it's a big drop. You know, Ron DeSantis came out this week, and he said that we were being discriminated. The One America, Newsmax had been targeted. And he says the liberal, they'll always have an excuse why they take us, but then they keep all of these liberal channels nobody watches. And you're paying for those, by the way. Those 22 liberal channels, you pay in your cable bill probably a few hundred dollars a year for those.
So they're basically, I mean, they are not negotiating in good faith. It's another way for them to be able to leverage that and say, okay, you're gone. We're canceling it.
Wow.
Well, we've had a lot of people. Ted Cruz came out with Lindsey Graham and Tom Cotton and Mike Lee saying that they're demanding that answers be made for this, and they're asking them to provide a lot of information and details about what they've done. So, you know, Newsmax, I think people should fight. The only way we can fight is if you stand up for us, call the 877 Newsmax number, connect with their, call your congressman and senator. Say that you want John Thune in South Dakota, for instance, that we need him to support us on this, and many others, that we're in a battle for freedom. This is censorship, outright censorship.
Talk about the place we find ourselves in here. I mean, you're in the middle of this battle, obviously, and have described it well. But big picture, what is going on here in America?
The country's changing, and when you have a country like a company like AT&T going so woke and nobody's saying anything about it, and, you know, the liberals have been very aggressive. If somebody doesn't do what they want, they call them, they badger them, they protest outside their homes, they do a lot of stuff, and they've been very effective. They've got all these companies and politicians fearful, and Newsmax is fighting back. People that watch Newsmax, you know, we have some great shows with Rob Schmidt, Greg Kelly, Greta Van Susteren every night, and people can still tune in on if they go to iwantnewsmax.com, they can find the different places that we're still on. We're on most cable systems, and I can't answer to you, Scott, the complete solution to this. I just know that if you don't fight, you're going to lose.
No, it's a place conservatives find themselves in general right now, just to be able to. And one thing I'll never really understand is how conservatives aren't better at using their buying power. You know, it's sort of like conservatives are just out there, you know, okay, free market, whatever, we'll go along with this. I mean, liberals are much better at fighting on fronts like this. We need to get better, don't we?
Yeah. I mean, Dennis Prager started PragerU, and he said, you know, like, this isn't fighting Normandy. It's canceling your subscription. He said he canceled his DirecTV subscription, and he's fighting back. So I think that, you know, again, I need people to vote with their feet. Call AT&T. If you have a cell phone, you know, there's T-Mobile will give you up to $800 if you transfer for the credits if you need it with AT&T. And they're just as good. Verizon's just as good. There's different cell phone companies, Patriot Mobile, a lot of people use the conservative. And you don't have to give them the money, and it's very valuable when you lose, when you leave them. Your subscription with DirecTV could be worth $5,000 to them as the value for as a company. Your cell phone thing might be worth $3,000 to $5,000. when you leave them, you're sending them a really strong message that you're not happy.
Obviously, Chris, and it was Kevin here. I see the point of you know, the censorship. Well, you know what, you can take a hike and pound sand on that, but is it worth it to be on their platform with their 13, 14 million subscribers, even if they're not paying you? At least you're on the platform, allowed to promote and market to their platform or their subscribers. You know what I'm saying? Clearly, it's not, but entered into your thought process.
I wouldn't, because now you're saying
that's what I'm saying. The point is that they're censoring, and they're being, then it's different rules for different people, but they have that platform, might be good for you. I wondered if that went through your thought process at all.
Well, we want to stay on DirecTV. We'd like to be on there, and we'd like to, you know, but they're reaching, they're the largest cable company. What they're trying to do is basically put us out of business. They know that if they deny us the cable fee and we still stay on their platform, then every other cable operator has to pay us zero. The agreements with all the different cable operators are interlocking.
Oh, great.
So,
okay.
Everybody gets the lowest rate. So that's why they're doing this. It's a very clever way of censoring us by demonetizing us. They're doing this across big tech, by the way, Google, Facebook. Conservatives get demonetized. They don't, YouTube videos. If you're conservative, you're liberal, you make lots of money. You get lots of business deals. You get lots of revenue.
Have you ever gotten an answer to why they have so many liberal news channels?
They're liberal. How about that? Just start with that. And it's been going on for a long time. And, you know, we're the first. Fox has been there for a long time, but Fox is changing. And they know that. Newsmax, I think, is much more balanced and much more providing conservatives with the information they need. We certainly cover President Trump. Like, Fox doesn't cover him much anymore at all. And I think that's one of the reasons they want to close us down, is because we're covering Trump, and he knows it. And that's why he's telling everyone to cancel their subscriptions to DirecTV and AT&T.
You talk about Fox changing. I mean, I think all of our listeners would get what you're saying there, and many complain that they're just, you know, seem very establishment, have gone to left. What is your answer to the question? How is Fox changing?
Well, I just think the value system, for instance, they don't talk about Trump, start there that much, and they certainly don't cover his rallies. I think their prime time is still pretty good, but if you listen to the daytime, it's pretty, it can be pretty liberal at times. Also people, you know, a lot of the Christians that used to watch Fox, the evangelicals say they don't feel it's in tune with them anymore. We know that Fox came out very strongly in favor of the trans agenda. They issued a press release saying that they would support trans rights and trans agenda. They've done some segments that are pretty shocking. You know, I think supporting children that had sex change operations. That's not the old Fox.
Certainly not. One question from our audience here that I want to share with you before you leave is, when is Newsmax going to have a radio news network?
Well, we're trying, and we're starting to build that out. And as you know, we have Rob Carson syndicated. So if you can certainly start. If you go to newsmax.com/listen, I think it's newsmax.com/listen or newsmaxtv.com/listen, you'll find our podcast. And again, I encourage people, call DirecTV and AT&T at 877-NEWSMAX. Let them know how you feel about what's going on here.
Our friend Chris Ruddy, CEO of Newsmax, 877-NEWSMAX, to let AT&T know. Thanks, Chris. Good chatting with you.
Thank you, Scott and Kevin. Bye.
Back with Jim the Flagpole Guy when we come back.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pugliese Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pugliese Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Take it from the people that own one. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 is the best. Here's Dennis to tell us why.
I knew Vince for a number of years through the YMCA. So he had been after me a long time to think about this, to get one. You're going to feel good. I said, Vince, I'm going to buy one from you. And that's what I did. It's so relaxing. We have the stereo on outside and the deck. Promotes time of relaxation and a time of fellowship, and it's been wonderful.
Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks 2.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Cup martinis, second one's a freebie. Happy Friday.
And we're back on What's on Your Mind. Your listener, our listeners, have sent a boatload of texts in here on the news of the day and our comments. So let me share a few of those before we go to Jim, the flagpole guy. Why is it when a cop shoots someone, it's the cop's fault? When a criminal shoots someone, it's the
gun's fault.
The gun that's at fault.
Because you're listening to nonsense from not serious people.
Sounds like you have the same.
Oh yeah,
little worry.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. All right, more of your comments.
The same way that those dead black kids don't matter in Chicago and Baltimore and Philly and Atlanta, but this one really matters because it's about who killed him or how he died. That's what really burns me.
And Daniel, can you turn Jim down there? Just for a second, so we finish this. I could just hear some background. I'll say this again, just not popular. Bad cops are bad cops. They ought to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. They make me sick, okay? They should make every one of us sick. And I don't know what was going on in this particular case. It seems like some cultural, you know, they weren't cops. They were in the hood, you know what I mean, and just took after this kid. I don't know why. It's sick and it's disgusting. But I do know this. In the vast majority of these cases, the suspects are evading arrest. They're fleeing. They're resisting arrest. They're going out of the way. Don't do that. Don't do that. And that way, the one half of 1% of bad cops that are out there don't have an excuse to begin some abhorrent behavior. That'd be my advice. It doesn't mean somebody who resists arrest deserves this. I'm just saying small percentage of cops are bad. You remove that from them if you do this. Anyway, more of your comments as we go throughout the morning. Appreciate that. Jim, the flagpole guy. He sells patriotism, ladies and gentlemen. Jim... at ndflagpoleguy.com, usflagpoleguy.com, or by calling 571-FLAG. How are you today, Jim?
I'm out here in Realville with people that make a difference, Scott, and we're out on a flag run. And I don't know. I guess I'm just very thankful to be involved with such great people that make this world go around. You know, America... we kind of got to get back to the basics here. There's a reason in the Constitution that, you know, when a military recruit holds his right hand up and swears to God that he'll protect his enemies against all foreign and domestic enemies. We live in a constitutional, representative republic. And we just got to get back to that. We got to get back to original Americanism, and we fight for the little guy. We support the little guys. We support individual freedom. There's Rush Limbaugh used to say, whoever controls the narrative controls the conversation. We need to start controlling that narrative and the conversation.
Boy, we ever.
There's no better way to do that than to demonstrate that by installing an American flag in front of your home or business. And this is where I stand. It's a line I won't cross. And we got to quit allowing all the sick people to tell the rest of the healthy that they got something wrong with them. I don't know. I'm just Jim. I'm 9 1/2 finger Jim. But you know what? We are approaching a milestone with U.S. Flagpole Guy. There's such great news coming up. We have a team that is just going to take this country by storm. I'd just like to thank everybody that brought me along in their lives and helped me, you know, achieve something I never thought I'd be involved with. And, again, we're all here for a reason. And sometimes you have to let go of what you think is where you want your life to go and just let the good Lord show you the way, because I can't believe the mountaintops he's taken me and shown me here. And the help that he's given me, and I just thank the Flag family. I thank you, Scott. I thank Kevin. I thank everybody for helping me. Another thing, be in a position of gratitude. We got to wake up in the morning and be grateful, and then be humble, and then look at the world through that lens instead of being a victim. And support those that take care of us, the policemen that do good work, the fire and the military. But we need to know our enemies, foreign and domestic. Our government is allowing people to come in with diseases and sickness and who knows what else. But they're making us follow all these, doing all these weird things. And then the next thing, I guess we got this CBDC or whatever, central bank. I don't know. There's currency coming. They're taking the ATMs away. We need to wake up. I'm talking in circles, but I love you all. And thank you all for being part of my life. Thanks to all my customers.
And you know where
my man.
You know where Jim is? That's where that poll we talked about earlier that best describes America. 81% say a dysfunctional family, and 16% say a tight-knit family. He's in the 16% today.
Amen.
Out there in Realville. That's Jim. He is Realville. NDFlagpoleGuy.com or call him at 571-FLAG.
The reviews are in. My coffee is a big hit. People absolutely love it. One of our listeners said, Scott, I've sampled a lot of coffee, but this one's different. It's rich, but also very smooth, low acidity. The finish is clean, and it has a pleasant aftertaste. Try some for yourself today. Go to mystore.com. Use the promo code Scott for up to 25% off. Your choices include whole bean, ground, coffee pods, light roast, medium roast, dark roast, and a decaf. Again, in coffee pods, ground, or whole bean, your choice. And guess what? It's roasted and packed right here in the USA. It's guaranteed, like all the products at MyPillow. Mike Lindell invites you to try his new product, My Coffee, by going to mystore.com. Mystore.com. Use the promo code Scott or call this number, 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028 or mystore.com, promo code Scott, for the best coffee you've ever had, bar none.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.